Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today I want to share with you a recent experience that I had while trying to get some information from a company. Now, this could be an episode where you might see some things that perhaps you're doing in your own business. So the goal here, obviously, is not only to share a personal experience, but also to see the flaws on this interaction and how we can make it better as business owners for our customers. Okay, so I wanted to do this, you know, it's this project that I wanted to do. And I keep saying on Instagram, like, you know how the algorithm targets you once you like say that you want to do something, and then you start seeing all these ads of the, you know, whatever activity you want to do. So I kept seeing all these ads from this company that was, you know, talking about this activity that I wanted to do. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to contact them. So the first thing that I did was, obviously, I checked their Instagram and everything looked cool. And then I checked their website, and their website was fantastic. It had videos. It was very dynamic. Like, it got me pumped. I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this right away. Where do I sign up? So they had a no tap for information, which I thought it was a little bit weird because I want to know, you know, at least the basics, right? Without having to jump on a discovery call, or without having to fill up a contact form. So here is like the first tip for you. If you don't have in your website a tab for information, you might be scaring people away. You don't have to put absolutely everything about your business or the steps that you take in your business, but a minimum of information should be available. So, for example, as a photographer, in my opinion, you should have at least a starting price range. You should have, if you have any dates available, let's say in 2023, right? You should have, what else? You should have, you know, if you travel, you should be, you know, something that is in your about, I mean, in your information. So all those little things can give an idea to a prospect if you are the right fit for them or not, without having to go extra steps and wasting people's times and wasting even your own time. So anyways, I didn't see any information tab on this website, and it says it had a contact tab. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to fill up this form. Well, the contact tab wasn't even a contact form. It was a send us a text message on WhatsApp. So I was like, interesting, because first, you know, mistake that I can see is like, this could have been a really easy way for them to collect my information and use it on their data, right? Also, what if I don't have WhatsApp? I know a lot of people don't use WhatsApp. So if they are making it harder for prospects to get in touch, they might be losing out in business. Now, how could this showcase in your own business? Well, if your contact form is really extensive, right? I've seen that in wedding photographers when they ask so many questions, right? This is kind of like the opposite way. Like, this company that I was trying to contact, they didn't have a contact form. I've seen in wedding photographers contact forms that are like asking questions about like, why are they getting married? What's important about, you know, their love story? Wow, so many details that you are asking that could be turning people off. The same as the other company, if you just have like a, hey, let me send you a text message, you are missing on the opportunity of actually gather enough information to address this prospect in a, you know, in a more detailed manner, right? So if you're a wedding photographer, you should be asking the venue where people are getting married, how many guests are they having? So that gives you an idea of how big the wedding is, what kind of options could you offer them, and things like that. Anyways, I fill out, you know, I send the DM on WhatsApp and I get an automated reply saying, right now I'm really busy and I cannot get back to you. Which in my mind, it was so rude. And I know we're not supposed to like read tones, you know, on text messages, but it felt so dry. It felt a little bit rude, right? So if you have automated answers in your website, make sure that they are warm and inviting. You could tell me that you're busy, but you could also tell it to me in a nicer way. Also, tell your prospects how long it's going to take for you to get back to them, right? Because if you just say like, hey, I'm busy right now, and you don't give any more information, you're leaving that person kind of like in the dark. Like, okay, does it mean that you're busy forever? Does it mean that you're gonna get back to me? Does it mean that you don't care about me? What is this? So if you have an automated reply, please, for the love of God, put an estimated time. Like, you should be hearing from me in 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours. You should be hearing from me in next month. I don't know. Whatever the case for your business is, make sure that prospects understand that if you are going to send additional information, the estimated time of receiving that information. That means that you're setting expectations and you are not leaving people hanging. So in my story, you know, I received the dry text message and I was like, okay, great. I'm already a little bit annoyed, if I can be honest with you, because the experience looks so fun and I really want to get the information to see if I'm going to be able to do it or not. And they are just kind of like delaying my, you know, my knowledge and my understanding of this situation. I'm just getting really annoyed. And now I'm getting even more annoyed because of the tone of their outer reply. So 3 days passed by and they just text me back out of the blue. And they were like, hey, you know, how are you? Yes, what can I do for you? I think that was like the text message. So I was like, Wait, what? What do you mean, what can you do for me? I already did what you told me to do on your website, which was send you a DM on WhatsApp asking for information. It is super clear. Why do I have to repeat myself? So if you are making your prospects repeat themselves, you might be annoying them. We don't want that, right? We want efficiency. We want to save time. We want things to go flawless. So don't make clients repeat themselves. So in this case, you know, I was like, hey, well, I need some information. And the reply was like, okay, hold on. I'm reading the reply here, right? I said, I need some information. And they're like, okay, I can give you the information. I'm like, okay, you give it to me. And they're like, oh no, we need to get on a phone call. So now I'm like really, really annoyed because I waited. By now it's been like 4 days, right? It took 3 days for them to reply. Then it took them like another day to answer to my already, you know, text message. So now I'm really annoyed because I'm like, okay, we need to jump on a phone call, but they're also not explaining why do we need to jump on a phone call. In my mind, this is a very easy transaction. This is the activity. This is how much the activity costs. End of the story. So I, as a possible client, I am not understanding the reason why we need to jump on a phone call for this. So how could this translate to your wedding business?
Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode.
For example, I, Carolina Gusick, when I get an inquiry, the first thing that the possible client gets is an email, right? Thank you for your inquiry, blah, blah, blah. I am available on your date. My price range between X and Y. So I'm giving them, kind of like a general idea of how much are they going to be spending. And then I say, it is really important for us to jump on a video call so I can get to know more of your, intention behind photography and what are you looking for. And then I can share with you my price menu. Okay. I have availability in the following days and I show 3 different dates with different times. And I said, let me know if this would work for you. If not, we can find a new date. The majority of the times, prospects choose from any of the 3 dates that I give them, right? I'm giving them very specific dates and times. So it's easy for them to choose. I'm also letting them know that I am available on their wedding date so they don't have to wonder if I am. And I'm letting them know how much my collections are. I'm not giving them details on what's included and things like that, but I'm giving them a bulk part so they know if their budget is within my pricing. So it's very little room for the client to be confused. Now, if a client replied saying like, hey, you can jump on a phone call, I always kind of like double down and say like, hey, I would like for us to jump on a Zoom call because I need to share my screen and I need to show you the wedding collections. What do I do this? I could do this over the phone technically, but I don't like that idea because when people are on the phone, they might not be paying attention to you. That is the reality. They might be driving. They might have you on mute while they're taking care of work. And I want to make sure that I have their attention so I can convey to them what the value of my collections are and what's, and I can hear and see what they really are looking for. And for me, it's really important to make eye contact. So I'm asking for thousands of dollars in my business. This is not something that costs $200 that, it's kind of like pocket money per se. So if I am selling a product that has a large tag on it, I want to make sure that people can see me so I can convey trust. This is really, really important. So if you're doing it on the phone, I guess that's fine. That's up to you. But make sure that you explain to your prospects why a phone call is important, because they might don't understand why is this important. And just like me, in my own personal experience with this company, I was annoyed. I'm like, this seems silly. Why do we need to jump on a phone call? So anyways, they didn't even tell me like, hey, when can I call you? Nothing. They were just like, oh, we need to jump on a phone call. And I was like, well, right now I'm a little bit busy, was my reply. Could you share with me some information? I wanted at least like some basic information. And they replied to me, no, we cannot. This has to be done over the phone, which again, felt really abrasive. It wasn't like, no, we need to share with you. They didn't like made it seem pretty. And also they didn't give me any kind of like options. If you don't give your prospects options to book a phone call or a video call, they're not gonna do it. They won't. So that was their email. I mean, that was a text message. Like, we need to jump on a phone call. They didn't follow up with like, we have these dates available or we have this time available. Nothing. So I moved on with my life. I'm like, you guys are making it really difficult for me. I don't like the tone that you're using. So I guess I'll just find this experience somewhere else in my mind, right? I didn't say that to them. So a whole 24 hours passed by and then I get a phone call, like a random phone call. And I rarely answer the phone when I don't know the number. But, I was like, okay, let's answer the phone. But I was in the middle of working. So I answered the phone and they're like, hey, Carolina, we're calling you from ex. And is this a good time? I was a little bit annoyed, to be honest, but it was like, okay, shame. I mean, the fault is mine for answering the phone. So I was like, well, I'm busy, but sure, we're on the phone right now. So yes, let's jump to it. So the first thing that I did was mute them because I was doing something else. So while they were talking, japping away, they didn't even ask me anything. They were just like reading a script, like, bah, 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 bah. I was like, okay, they seem not really interested in what I'm looking for or what my needs are. So I'm just going to like mute them and I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. So I wasn't really paying much attention to what they were saying. So that's what I say, that when you do discovery calls with clients, in my opinion, it is more powerful to do them on a Zoom call. So people actually have to be present with you and they cannot ignore you while you're talking. So once they finish talking, they're like, oh, so what do you think? So I unmute my phone and 100% honest, I was like half paying attention. So I was like, okay, well, I have a couple of questions. And also I would like to have this information. Like, could you send me an email so I can, you know, later on when I have the right headspace, I can sit through, you know, I can sit and read all this information and, you know, make a decision. And they say, I'm not kidding you, they're like, no, we cannot send you an email with this information. We only share this information via phone. I was shocked. Like, I was like, what are you even talking about? So I was like, I'm sorry, what? And they're like, yeah, we can only share this information via phone. And I'm like, but why? This is not like secret information. Why can't you send me an email with all these details? You were talking for like 15 minutes. You share with me a bunch of information that obviously right now I don't remember all the details. And for me to make an educated decision, I have to sit through all this information and understand if this is exactly what I want. And they were like, well, I guess you can book another phone call so we can go over this information again. So I was like, okay, well, thank you so much. End of the story. So clearly, I will never book this service from this company because it made me feel unwelcome and it also made it feel sketchy, even though it was nothing sketchy about it, right? All the information they shared with me via phone, they could have just sent me an email. Even a follow-up, even like, hey, Carolina, we spoke today, and here are the things that we cover on the phone call. Let me know if you have any other information. No, I don't understand the reasoning why not wanting to do this. Also, again, collecting emails so you can, you know, at least put me in a database and send me a newsletter once a month. Like, what are you doing? So if you are running, you know, your wedding photography business or your family photography business, and you are making it really difficult for your prospects to get your information, to get on the phone with you, to get on a video call, if you are sending automated replies that in your mind you're like, oh, this is very pragmatic and straight to the point, but people are reading them as cold and unwelcoming, you can be hurting your business. So my advice is that obviously, prioritize those people that want to do business with you. If somebody has taken the time to fill up your contact form and schedule a call, it's because they are interested in what you have to offer. You might not book them, which is part of the business, but they have shown interest. So make sure that you treat these people and pretty much everybody, you know, with gratitude and with integrity. And also, don't make them jump through so many hoops to get to the information. I was really shocked that this company is in business doing transactions like this. And obviously, when I went to their Google reviews, a lot of reviews said of how poorly their customer service is. So you don't want that for your own business. Alrighty, friend, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'll see you, or I'll talk to you next week, maybe with a guest or maybe another solo episode. Until then, ciao!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? join our marketing community group. Just search for the Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.